Thank you for calling. Please stay on the line, and the next available representative will be with you momentarily.
This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Hey, Jasmine, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just had a quick coaching that I need to go over with you quick from an error on a Gelber call. If you could go to your, what in the world is it called, your agent overview, so that we can pull that up and go over it together right quick.
Is it the regular or the Microsoft Edge?
It would be the Internet Explorer.
Okay.
Yeah. And it should pop up a whole bunch of different things. One of them is going to be your agent overview. And then from there, you can get to your coaching. It should show up in there. Did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was good.
That's
better than expected. How was yours?
Girl, it's the stomach flu been in our house, so it was something else. But we did the best we could. We still had a good time.
Okay, that's great. Click here. Is it pending write-ups?
Yeah, it'll be under that. And then it'll pop up for you to put in, like, a username and password. And it's the same one that you use to sign into, like, your laptop when you first cut it on. And normally I think that would just be your first initial, last name is the username, and then whatever password they gave you for it.
Okay. Go to...
All right, there should be one on there from 12/8 was when the actual error took place.
Okay.
All right, you got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, cool. So it is a coaching and counseling. First of all, on the call, your tone was very professional, very pleasant. You did a great job giving product knowledge and offering your saves. The only error on this call was that you didn't ask where they saw that advertisement. So remember, Gelber, Mamba Marketing, and then 2C Marketing, all three of those require that you ask the customer where they saw the advertisement. And then there should be a Google that pops up with the call and the script that you filled as far as that advertisement is concerned. So they want you to put it in the notes and fill out the Google Doc where the customer saw it.
Okay. So even if they already tell me, like, in the call, like, I saw it on my email and then y'all billed me, and then, you know, they go on a little rant. Can I just use that, or do I still have to, like, ask them, like, where did you find that?
You can kind of reiterate it, you know, be like, okay, so you said you saw our advertisement through an email or something like that, just so the QA agent will hear you specifically, you know, talk about the ad. So, yeah, if they say something like that, I know there was a call that I monitored for you the other day, and the lady said she got it through a Kohl's survey. You know, so she told you up front where it came from, and you just have to just reiterate, you know, okay, so you saw that on a Kohl's survey, right? You know, and then fill out your Google Doc and all that. This one, the customer didn't mention it, and you didn't ask. You know, if the customer had mentioned it, then I probably would have gone back to QA and been like, hey, the customer mentioned it, so, you know, what can we do about this? But they didn't mention it, and you didn't ask. So
okay.
You just got to make sure that it's made clear, you know, and then that Google Doc is done. Okay, so in with that, let's see, there was a developmental coaching that you had on the 3rd of November, and then I sent you an email about it December the 4th, so that's why this one we went up to a coaching and counseling. But don't let it get you down. I mean, you are a fantastic agent. You know, we appreciate your dedication to ASK. You know, and I'm sure that you'll make a sticky note or something like that. Put it up near your laptop, you know, Gelber Mamba 2C Marketing, ask for ad. Something like, I had to do it too, girl, because I used to forget all the time. So I had to put it, I put a sticky note on my laptop, and I was like, ask about ad, you know. But, yeah, just keep a close eye on that. Other than that everything's been going good. Looking back at your December QAs, right now you've got an average of 97%. So, you know, for the month. So, you know, you're doing good there. You got 100 last week. You got any questions for me while I've got you on here concerning any other campaigns or anything like that?
TH Quali. I think you said that I forget to respond sometimes. I'm so sorry. I think you said that I forgot to, I should have refunded in full. Like,
yeah,
before
let me see. That was the one that I sent you this morning or yesterday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, yeah. With that one, I mean, if you're already, you know, you've already offered your save, they declined it, you just go immediately to the 50%, they declined that, go full. That I pulled that call and that lady was being a big pain in the butt, but you know, I mean, you kind of trade on this one. This was one that I monitored. You tried, you went back to, you know, the customer was like, I want to talk to your supervisor so I can get a forward. And you said, well, you know, I'd be glad to talk to my supervisor and, you know, for you and see if I can get her to issue that full refund. And the customer was like, no, I want to talk to the supervisor and get her to issue the refund myself. And so you went on ahead and transferred. In a case like that, just let the customer know, you know, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. You know, I realize that you're frustrated. I'm going to go on ahead and take care of that full refund for you right now. You'll have it within 3 to 5 business days as a credit back to your card. You know, and just didn't tell them I'll fully refund it.
Okay.
So that's what happened on that one, though. You know, you had offered the 50% or the $49 refund, and she was like, no, I want a full refund. I want to talk to your supervisor. And you were like, well, I can ask my supervisor if I can get a full refund. And she was like, no, I still want to talk to your supervisor and get it refunded myself. You know, she's being a big pain about it. But with one like that, you can just, you know, just apologize, let them know you're fully refunding it, and go from there.
Okay.
It's just no need to send it to escalations if it's one that you can handle yourself, basically.
Okay. Because I know I do the same thing with the regular retention calls.
Same way, pretty much any campaign. If you're already in threat protocol, there's no need to send it to a supervisor. Just keep moving up.
Okay.
Only time you would send it is like if it's a second set of charge. You know, you've refunded what you can in full. Now they want the previous charge. Then you send it to a supervisor. But yeah, if you're already in there, then you know, already at protocols, and you're good just to continue with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You are welcome. So if you would, if you haven't already, go down and change the refusal to sign to no, and then type your name in there and do the date and then submit that so we can get that one out of the way.
Oh, wait. Okay, I'm sorry.
You're good.
Okay. Just submit it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, done.
All right, good deal. Well, if you have any questions, just let me know. And, yep, and I'll send you an email if I have anything to update you on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. You have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.